A new dashboard introduced by U.S. Customs and Border Protection is allowing the public to monitor and compare seizures of prohibited meat products at U.S. entry points. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
A new public interdiction reporting dashboard established by U.S. Customs and Border Protection allows the public to access records of seizures of prohibited meat products at U.S. border points. Dr. Paul Sundberg, the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group, says the dashboard helps highlight CBP's efforts to keep African swine fever and other pathogens out of the country.
I'm hopeful that anybody that's interested in border protection, in the activities of CBP, Customs and Border Protection, will be able to use this and will look at it. And I think it does demonstrate the good work that they do. The dashboard is on the CBP website. It's the Customs and Border Protection, so it's cbp.gov. And it's in the newsroom, and you follow some clicks to the agriculture enforcement statistics, and that will show you some very interesting numbers about the numbers of interdictions, the amount of interdictions that have happened, and the activities that CBP has on our borders to try to keep not just African swine fever, but a lot of agriculture-related pathogens out of the country.
Dr. Sundberg suggests the new dashboard is a demonstration of Customs and Border Protection's willingness to put its data out there for people to look at for themselves and make their own comparisons. He says CBP has been very open and transparent about this, and that's a real testament to their willingness to work with the U.S. ag industry. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.